was that you could, that you would write to, and mother was writing to down in?
Those were children, his children, children of these.
That would be mother's first cousins.
Yes.
That's who she was writing to down?
Yes.
Sam was the oldest, and then there were two brothers?
Yeah.
And they were in South Africa?
There was a brother, two brothers. One had eight children, one had five children.
And that's the people that mother was running?
And it seems that all the Japanese in South Africa would be related to us. Some passed through here, they used to look us up. But...
Why did they go down there?
Hmm?
Why would they go down there? Did they go down there during World War II or World War I? Or why would they go to South Africa and not come to Canada or Europe or America?
They were supposed to go to America. Your grandpa was supposed to go. He went to England first, I think he told me. By the way, I had some interesting pictures of his parents. But I sent it to David Jaffer.
That's fine.
I'm
just happy things were, that you knew to preserve this incident.
Grandpa went to England, and from there he was supposed to go to South Africa to his two brothers. Instead of that, he came to New York to his brother Sam, and there were two sisters, Sophie, and what is the other one? Sophie. She was married to a Levinson, Reverend Levinson. But I don't remember.
Reverend?
A Reverend Levinson? Jewish?
Us?
Oh, do you mean
would Levinson be a boy?
Would Reverend be a Jew?
Levinson would be a derivative of Levy.
Okay. But, was he a rabbi?
He was a cantor and a sort of a...
Chazar.
Chazar, that's it.
That makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in Grandpa's family?
At the very end of your... of your visit, when I'm tired, you start
maybe
writing.
We should do this tomorrow morning.
We should.
You should have done this 3 days ago.
I always do things the last minute.
We'll do it tomorrow morning.
I'm half and tired, and okay. I don't want to.
You told me about Sam Jaffe. And then the two brothers who went to South Africa.
And then there were two sisters. One was married to the Reverend Levinson, and lived in Hamilton.
Okay.
And there's one son remaining, Charles Levinson, who's quite prominent in the community. He has had a shoe store. I imagine the son and grandson are running, as you see.
It's like Uncle Ben.
He married into a prominent family, married Marsha Goldblatt. It's a prominent family in Hamilton. Marsha Goldblatt, or Marsha.
The other sister of Simon's was Sophie?
Was Sophie married to a Bornstein, also a son of a prominent Newark family.
Is that where they lived?
They lived in Brooklyn, and they lived in the same building as we lived, and that's how I met Simon. And
I know Sam Jaffe lived in the same building, too.
No, Sam Jaffe lived in his own home in Brooklyn somewhere. Oh. We visited there.
So that's
he had
the one
a big family, and I lost track of them, except there was one George Jaffe in the fur business, and I used to be in touch with him. George Jaffe was well known in the fur district in New York. But the rest of the family had some kind of mental weakness inherited from her side. Maybe there was a little bit on the other side, and it came out too. too much in some children.
Well, with the family that lived in the home, the three-story home that Simon was living in, and then you...
It was my aunt and uncle, David Mincer, and his wife was a biologist. And the son was a general practitioner. He got the practice that she established, you see.
Yes.
And the daughter, you saw Bertha Mincer, left one son. Bertha is her second name is not Mincer. I corresponded with him. I forgot what's the name. You see that those things, I can look up mail or something and I have to come back.
How is Sam Jaffe, the actor, related to the movie?
He looks exactly like Sam Jaffe, that son of his brother.
The son of his brother?
That's how I got the idea. He's not good looking, Sam Jaffe. He's got a very talented talent for
speaking.
But you call it differently.
He looks like Albert Einstein. Not really.
He is
a prison here.
No, a person who's talented in speaking has a special aptitude for it. Help me out.
Or
brainy.
Or
you teach people how to speak properly. What do you call that?
Elocution.
Elocution. Talent, that's, I know by a nature. I could use her too.
She and my friend Paul tried to teach me good vocabulary.
You have a good vocabulary, no?
Yeah, not as good as yours. What you gotta do is remember who Chaya's father was.
Oh, that is impossible.
I know.
I would like to know that myself. I would like to know where he came from with that name.
You mean Chaya or Mincer?
Chaya is not Chaya. An unusual name, Chaya. But the Mincer, where did that come from? Into Poland. It's not a Polish name.
It's not, is it a Yiddish name or a Hebrew name or a German name?
Mincer, as I said, is in from what I learned in school, Mincer means moneta, that means mint, money. And Mincer would be a man that was minting the money or had something to do with it. Or maybe he was a I don't think it means a loan shark, but it means somebody has something to do with the mint. It doesn't show a shabby family, but where did they come from with that name?
Moneta? Is that Polish?
Polish. Moneta. That's mint. Mint. Minting. Mincer.
Heaven only knows when the family started getting last names.
Yes, that's exactly.
You know, it's always...
Now, I came across a Jewish doctor in the clinic, and she calls herself Steinemeyer. And it just as she hit me over the head, I never heard of such a name. Steinemeyer, and I kept repeating Steinemeyer. She says, why? I said, I'm trying to memorize your name. Then it hit me. An ancestor must have loved both his father and mother, mounted both names, and put two names together. Steiner and Meyer. It's as simple as that. When I told it to her, she was so astonished. It never occurred to her, but it sounded logical.
I would love to know where our where the Pollock name came from.
Pollock, I understand the ancestor was a, this can happen very easily. He walked into somewhere where he felt that he was in danger, in a Russian district or something. And he said immediately, Jan Pollock, Jan Pollock. It means, I am a Pollock. Don't touch me, or something like that. Jan Pollock. And so they thought his name was Pollock. But it wasn't. And it remained Pollock.
No, that was it. Had to be at least by the 1830s or 1840s.
I used to have such discussions with your grandfather.
Sam.
Sam. Yeah. Jan Pollock. I am a Pollock. A Pollock.
Right.
But he was, nobody knows. I don't think your father would remember, your grandfather would remember. Mm-hmm. And Arthur wouldn't know anything about it. Because I had Sam all to myself when he had nothing to do. And he talked about things that probably never occurred to the children.
I know, we never know what to ask.
Yeah. Why are you making out, honey? Mm-hmm. Okay? Another piece of toast?
Mm-hmm.
This is the best breakfast.
Mm-hmm. You remember when you came to the Expo 67, I used to set a long table and put on a real breakfast because I thought you were going to the Expo. There was no telling when your next meal would.
We ate breakfast here and we'd have just hot dogs or something for lunch.
That's it.
Then
to
dinner.
Yeah,
big breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad we didn't go out to dinner. I would have had a guilty conscience for the rest of my life. Because you don't know what they charge. They charge a hand and a foot.
We went down to Crescent Street off of Sherbrooke, and we saw the hand and the foot that they charged.
You saw?
The hand and the foot that they charged, probably between 20 and 25 per
right, that's
after
exactly.
You add up the main
that's
meal.
Exactly. That's
and
exactly.
And a drink and salad
yeah.
And desserts, all a la carte.
Yes, yeah. So if the three of us had gone out, if you had put down $75, you would still be out of tips.
Yeah.
And on $75 a bill, you have to give 10, 15% tips.
That's amazing.
That's $100. Who's got such money today? I haven't.
Okay, we ate very well.
We ate very well.
Roast up.
But,
and I have leftovers. I don't have to worry about cooking. But I have to go out and shop. I'll even go to the park later. I'm not least bit tired. I had good sleep.
I'm not tired either. I don't know why anybody else would be tired.
I'm not tired either. I'm just beginning to wake up.
Oh, it's just about 3 hours more than we did.
Yeah.
It's more than I did.
And then you're 2 hours
no, almost 4 hours more than I did. And you?
Two hours.
You want to go and see those shopping centers? Those
yeah,
two?
We're probably going to go down. I'm not sure.
And the best place to go down?
We went in
I'd
town.
Like to go back to the inside.
How you do?
Okay.
We're going to drive down there or we're going to walk down? Or are we going to take a metro?
You mean to go to the, yes, you could get off at Atwater because, and then you would see Neon Plaza first and then walk into Westmount Square through the basement. That's like New York, you know. You can walk for miles underneath.
Well,
we can go there.
Yeah, we'd probably end up there.
And you could come back
right.
With the St. Catherine Street car from Green Avenue, which is the Westmount Square, it doesn't pay us to take a car. It's only four blocks.
No, I was thinking of stop. After we were downtown, we'd take the subway to the end, get off of Atwater.
Yeah.
And then go through this to.
Yes. That's right. Otherwise, you would have to get off at Guy Street.
Right.
Is my stop.
Right.
Guy St. Matthew.
Mother used to write probably some of the children of Simon's South African brothers.
Yes, she corresponded. Well, one of them was married to an author, Sarah Jaffe. That would be one of the.
She the one with the 8 children?
How many? No, she didn't have many. Only one or two, I think. The younger her brother had 8 children, her oldest brother. And I used to correspond with him. I lost track of him.
And Sarah was one of the.
Sarah would be Judy's first cousin.
First cousin?
Yeah.
Can we get dressed in time?
Are you finished there?
I am stuffed to the gills.
Okay.
You only have 1 cup of coffee?
That's right, only 1 cup.
This is surprising.
But it's funny, that's empty.
You woke yourself up properly and you didn't need waking up.
Mm-hmm. I'll do the dishes.
While you're out, I'll wash the dishes. Forget about it. Put it away everything, okay?
Okay.